Hi, this is Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzo's Autonomous Zone, episode 229, recorded on Sunday, August 11th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. And it looks like we've broken through the one-third of the month barrier on Dog Days. Yeah. 10 was not quite there, but 11 is there, and I would have to admit, I have no doubt that things are going to stall out and get tough in the dog days of the dog days. The second half / last third of the month is the rough time, but so far the dog days have gone amazingly quick. I actually am caught up. Well, I'm technically not caught. I was caught up earlier today with my Dog Days podcast listening. And then I promptly refreshed my podcast feed for some reason that I don't know why, because I have hours and hours and hours of other podcasting that I'm not listening to currently, because I'm basically only listening to Dog Days stuff. And a whole bunch of new feeds came down. It was like 4 o'clock this afternoon or 5 o'clock something. And, but luckily we're doing some traveling. I've got to go into the office for a day this week. So I'll be in the car a whole bunch, and that will be plenty of time to listen to a bunch of podcasts. So no worries there. So I'm both enjoying being in and listening to the Dog Days this year. It's great. So it's Sunday, and that is a show and series, or however I have described this. It's the day. Oh dear. Hi, Azalea. Hopefully my very sweet oldest cat might be about to audio bomb rather than photo bomb the podcast. I see you, Azalea. Yeah. And I'm locked in the back bedroom so that there's not audio. So this may be interesting, but it'll all work out. Anyway, so it's Sunday, and that is show and series. I don't know where it came up with that. I'm talking about stuff I'm watching Sunday. Oh my God, I just fixed it. Holy crap. Because that way it can be a movie, it can be a show, it can be a series. Because that was the whole, I think I finally edited it the other day to show, series, and movie Sunday. That's just stuff I'm watching Sunday. Boom! Stuff I'm watching Sunday is fixed. And this is not going to be super exciting for a whole bunch of people here. Because I expect a whole bunch of people here are either watching or have watched and are further along than me in this show, but it's super good. It's The Expanse, which is, it's on Amazon. part of the whole shtick of the, or not shtick, but part of the whole interestingness of the series is it was originally on Sci-Fi. It was done on Sci-Fi for, what, I guess 3 seasons. But Sci-Fi didn't have the complete and total distribution rights to it, so they ended up canceling it, blah, blah, blah. But then Amazon Prime, there was a big hullabaloo, and people, you know, wrote, not Indiegogo or GoFundMe, the other thing, that people were up in arms, and hey, Azalea. The cat is definitely here, and it is definitely an audio bomb. Hopefully she's not. You can't hear her other than maybe some purring. But it was one of the ones that worked because, not the audio bomb, the people up in arms, because Amazon Prime picked up this show for a 4th season, and it's probably kicking more money into it than it had before, which I haven't really talked about the show yet. Awesome. It is hard sci-fi. It is set hundreds of years. Most things that I read about it give it an ambiguous time in the future. I'm not certain that somewhere in some feed or some, you know, like screen or whatever, it hasn't been determined when it's set in the future, but it's set pretty far in the future, a while. And it's a, so it's a hard, if you're, you have no, like I said, many people coming into this are like, oh, you're watching The Expanse. And yes, not only am I just now, I have been watching The Expanse for a while. And by the way, The Expanse is based, the series is based on a series of books, the first one of which I have read. I haven't read the other ones, but I did read the first one before I ever saw an episode of The Expanse. I think the show was already out at that point, but I hadn't watched it. So I've read book one. The show, you know, as is not uncommon, kind of spreads the things that happen in the books out differently. So in other words, book one is not season one. You know, there's stuff from books, books past number one that are in season one. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to do that sometimes with, television or movies, but, excellent. So it's in the future. There's the major, so it's in a solar system that has been explored and has been colonized. The Earth is a major power. Mars is also a major power. And the belt, you know, the asteroid belters are a power. They're probably not a major power or great power like Earth and Mars are, but they are a power to be had. You know, they're kind of independent. They're less centralized. There's not as many of them. But it's, you know, like one of those kind of, I mean, hardly the only book or movies or series that has talked about the colonization and how you end up with these various, you know, power points in the, again, and I'm sorry if my audio is acting a little weird, but I am having to deal with a cat that really wants some attention. So these various power points in the solar system, and then a basically extrasolar threat / opportunity / incursion occurs, and all three of these powers are dealing with it and having contact with it in different ways, and things are happening, and there's threats of war between various powers, and all sorts of stuff is going on. To be completely honest, so what happened, yeah, is the first three seasons of the show were on Sci-Fi, and I think the streaming rights went to somebody else, which was part of the problem. Sci-Fi just basically didn't have an opportunity to make enough money on the show because they had sold the future streaming rights for a flat amount, presumably, to Amazon, but I don't remember, and I didn't look it up off the top of my head. But they didn't make enough money between, you know, their advertising values and then the streaming rights that they had sold, so they decided to cancel it. But then eventually Amazon decided to pick it up, and so there is going to be at least a fourth season. And I think they might have even recently... I could be completely fibbing. There's been some various stuff recently about various series that I'm interested in, where series have been like the next season, when season four hasn't even started yet, they've already said, hey, we're going to have a season five. And I think they might have done that with Expanse, but maybe that was something else. I don't know. Expanse's fourth season is going to be solely on Amazon Prime. I'm actually only in season. I am midway into season two. Expanse is my guilty pleasure, is very much the wrong phrasing, but it's like something that I enjoy very much. It's very hard science fiction. It is. A lot of people talk about the fact that it really does a good job. There's no light speed. There's no hyperspace. There's no nothing like that. If you've got to get between you know, a moon of Jupiter or whatever, and Earth or Mars, it's going to take you a while. You know, expanse. I even think I was listening to a podcast, might have been Cord Killers or something, that said that there was a website. I could be completely making this up out of just like fan, you know, enjoyment, but I wouldn't be surprised if this is true. That there's a website somewhere that you can go to and say, okay, at a given episode of Expanse, this is where all the major players, i.e., the Earth, all the planets, and all the like ships and everything that were involved in it, this is where they are in the solar system and they're moving, and this is, you know, like the orbits that they're in and all that sort of stuff. And I could totally see that with this show. This show does its physics right. There's nothing, there's no magic. I mean, they're shoot 'em up bang bang and, you know, bullets going through people and stuff, both in space battles and otherwise, but there's nothing magic. You know, there's no hyperspace. There's no, you know, teleportation. There's no anything like that. It's super cool. And the story is excellent. Like I said, you know, it's kind of, it's a very character driven, story about what happens in our universe when it's kind of thing, you know, things are already crazy and there's a lot of tension between these various sides and stuff. You know, there's kind of a like Cold War mentality to the, Earth, Mars, you know, back and forth. And then all of a sudden, you know, we realize there are aliens and there are things from beyond, and there might be a way to use them for the advantage of one side or the other. And so crazy, stuff, you know, comes from that. So it is a, I'm being generally vague about it because if I realize that probably a lot of people on here have already, a lot of people listening to this have already watched Expanse, you know, all three seasons, and they're chomping at the bit for season four. As I said, I'm in the middle of season two. Just, I use it as a lot of times of, if, it's not something that Charlotte is super interested in. So it's my, like I said, it's not a guilty pleasure so much as like a personal thing. I have another show that will probably be, probably be next weekend that I thought was going to be a, personal thing that is not, that she actually really likes. We tried the beginning of it. She likes it. And, we're watching it together. We watch a lot of, we watch most things together. But this is something that she's not like super into. So I tend to watch this on my own. A lot of times on my phone as I'm falling asleep after I've been listening to some podcasts in the evening, I may lay down and, getting ready to go to sleep in bed and watch 20 minutes of an episode. So that's why I'm really only halfway through season two, because I watch a lot of times it takes me three or four events, to finish an episode, because a lot of times I'm watching it as I'm getting tired and I'm getting ready to fall asleep, and I just stop as soon as I get really tired. But it's awesome. It's highly recommended if you like, you know, realistic / hard science fiction sort of stuff. It is, you know, your classic, we've expanded into the solar system and we've got various groups and they are, you know, butting horns, and then, you know, something gets thrown into the pot that makes things even more crazy. So, highly recommend The Expanse. I believe all seasons are on Amazon Prime now. So that's good, because I know a lot of, good in general, because I know a lot of people have Amazon Prime. And the fourth season that is not out yet, which I think is out, I don't remember. I was thinking maybe it was out later this year, but I can't remember. But it will be coming out, I think, exclusively on Amazon Prime. But I believe all three previous seasons are on there now. I think there was a licensing issue until sometime this summer. Think they're all on there now. I know I'm watching season two on there now. I think I'm like half, two-thirds of the way through season two, but I'm pretty sure season three is either on there now or is supposed to be on there very soon. So that's it for today. This has been Ken Kennedy. This is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. All my other ways to find me are all there. It's all basically related to Kenzoid. You can search me out there, or you can look for me on Keybase. Don't forget Keybase. And I believe I'm Ken Kennedy there. Of course, I had to make the change. But so thanks a lot, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Tomorrow is, you know, Meta Monday. Hey, sounds like it'll be fun. All right. Thanks a lot. Talk to you later. Bye.